WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. I'll have our top local stories at 8:05. 8:20 this morning, it's the second Thursday of the month, and that means our monthly segment with the Stanford High School online newspaper, The Roundtable. WGCH News Center Time 7:51, and joined on the line now by State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Representative, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing great. I am just getting ready to go into a United Way breakfast. Legislative update.
Oh, that's right. The legislative breakfast. They usually have different things they want you to talk about, right? Each of the legislators. What's the story this morning for you?
They've got me talking, Tony, I think, about energy costs, about making Connecticut more affordable. I can't even remember the last piece because, you know, I prepped for it, but I don't have it all in front of me as I speak to you, to be honest with you.
All right. We'll give you a pass on that one. All right. Let's take a look back at the special session on energy and so forth. Your thoughts about how all things turned out here.
You know, I was pretty happy with the overall balance we put into place. We added more money to LIHEAP, the heating assistance program for low-income, moderate-income families. I'm happy that moved forward. We also worked on keeping the or reducing or maintaining the gas tax holiday and stepping it back up once the winter is over in small increments to bring it back up to the 25 cents. But we've extended the gas holiday, which I think is important in the short term to give some relief for people at the pump.
Should these have all been taken up separately or rather than all bundled at once?
You know, it was a special session. There were arguments about whether we would take them up as a group or individually. Ultimately, there was an option, and there were amendments made by the Republican Party or Republican members to take them up separately. And it was decided to go ahead and vote them as a unit. So, I mean, I think had individual amendments been acceptable to people, we would have amended parts of the bill, but none of the amendments were found to be acceptable by the majority.
All right, let's talk about the economic conditions report. Looks looking pretty good for Connecticut moving forward. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, if I go back a year ago or maybe 6 months ago, the projections were for some deficits in the outgoing years, not big, but continued deficits. The increase in revenues that continue to hit the state are providing us with a fairly decent expected surplus going to the end of this fiscal year, which I believe is June or July. That being the case, it looks like we might be close to another $2 billion surplus. That $2 billion surplus, since our rainy day fund is at 15%, that $2 billion will go down to pay down unfunded pension liabilities. That would bring our total pay down since I've been in office to about $8 billion or closer to $9 potentially, billion dollars of debt retirement or an unfunded liability. That over time will give us a fair amount of relief in the order of $850 million in fixed charges, relief in fixed charges, which will provide us with the wherewithal to do other steps, whether they be tax cuts and or some of the social spending where payments in lieu of taxes, educational cost sharing, et cetera. But we're putting the state in a position where every dollar of tax revenue, more of it can either go towards our social spending or and a lower portion will go to debt service. So we're putting ourselves in a much better financial footing.
What are the total
incrementally, we got a further upgrade. So we've had four rating upgrades since I have been in the state.
What's the total of those debt numbers you're mentioning, $8 billion, $9 billion? I mean, out of how much? How much has to be paid down?
You know, it depends on how you look at the net present value of those obligations and how they grow. But the unfunded obligations were somewhere in the order of $60 or $70 billion at some point. And they were unfunded, basically, teacher and state employee pension plans that had not been funded, you know, in an adequate way from the 1960s or 70s. And even once the income tax was implemented, you know, the legislature of both parties did not make the required contributions. So those unfunded liabilities grow. grew. So in the time since Malloy and into, obviously, Governor Lamont, Malloy was the first person to start to make the contractual payments. The surpluses have allowed us to make accelerated payments on the unfunded liabilities, which, one, we stretched out a little bit further to make them palatable, but we started to accelerate the payments. So that's gone on for quite some time.
All right. Half an hour ago or so, we spoke with CBIA President CEO Christy Pantema about Sikorsky. He called it the seven steps of grievance or grief, I guess, after the loss of that contract. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I it's not a body blow to the state. It's a gradual diminution of revenues. These were contracts that would have taken 5-10 years to ramp up and had an ongoing revenue stream like an annuity. So we're going to have to work with our other defense contractors. We're going to have to look and see where other opportunities lay in the defense industry and then look at well on attracting business. I think the good story is we've had a very solid record with this governor of beginning to attract businesses to the state. We've done a decent job in terms of making the state more attractive with the credit rating upgrades, and now we have to work on, continuing to attract new businesses. We've done a very good job with the biotech sector as well. So it's a real question of, I don't know, I haven't looked at what the projected numbers are each year, because the contracts were looked at in aggregate over the course of a 20, 30, 40-year period. So this will, you're not going to get the long-term contracts for these helicopters, which is a problem. And the question is, what are we going to substitute? I can't give you the answer overnight on that, obviously.
All right, Representative, thanks for your time this morning. And when does the session start?
Very good question. Well, none of us will be elected or sworn in until January 4th. So, the sitting representatives are technically all the people who lost the election, and those of us who won are still sitting in our old position. And our swearing in occurs, I believe, January 4th is the swearing in where we're first seated at the legislature and going forward from there.
All right. So next time we talk to you, you'll be fully seated. All right. Appreciate your time this morning enjoy a bagel on me. Not too much cream cheese, though, at the legislative breakfast. All right.
You've seen me in my bathing suit. I understand, Tony.
I don't want to go there. All right. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Take care.
The same to you, Tony. Thank you very much.
State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich joins us.